The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight. He is on vacation all week right here on Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us, Sirius XM, channel 159, as we have plenty to do tonight. Big NBA game in our window as the Warriors and the Suns are about to get going. Good college basketball game as well, with number one Duke in the mix against Ohio State. Plenty of NHL college football playoff rankings released tonight. As always, I got a problem with Gary Parda and the suits on that dopey committee, but a lot to do. Mafia, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. You know, we had a great start to this night with that the doubleheader on TNT with that great game between the Knicks and the Nets. Also down to the wire type of game, the type of game they were hoping for with this second one, so hopefully it can live up. You know, we're hyping up Warriors Suns about how the two best teams in the NBA, hopefully they can play as good a basketball as the New York teams did.
Yeah, great game in Brooklyn tonight between the Knicks and the Nets. Back and forth in the second half. You really don't like to see games end the way that one did. We got the foul call. You don't like games like that, Mafia, at the end, ending on the free throw line. You wish that it could have ended a different way, but nonetheless, big performance from Harden. Alec Burks was good, getting inserted into the lineup. Good game. I just wish they didn't have to end on free throws.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, especially on it's almost a tiki-taka. It wasn't completely like he definitely came down, Robinson. You know, all he has to do is put his hands up. It's not exactly – you're not facing Durant or Harden there where, you know, you can take the foul and it's like, all right, well, the guy's probably going to score anyway. You're facing one of their lesser players. All you got to do is play good defense. He probably bricks it and you – get a chance there, but instead he makes the wrong play. But it is what it is.
It certainly is. So 112 to 110. Nets beat the Knicks in Brooklyn tonight. They do not cover. The Knicks get the cover on their side. Grizzlies beat the Raptors tonight 98 to 91. Warriors and the Suns, like we said, tipping off in a few minutes in Phoenix. 16 in a row for the Suns. They are 3.5-point favorites over the Warriors, who are 18-2. That is our main event here tonight. Pistons and the Blazers in Portland. I like Detroit. I know 4-16, but Blazers a little back-to-back. They could get in the mix. And the Lakers, no LeBron, goes into the COVID protocol. They are in Sacramento against the Kings, where that line is now even both ways. So, Moff, no LeBron tonight, goes into the protocol. Not a good scene.
Brother Braun tonight, and it could be a while. It could be as many as 10 days if he doesn't have the double, you know, within 24-hour test negative. So we'll have to see. You know, that's very strange. We obviously knew there was COVID issues with him last year. I mean, he had supposed to be vaccinated, so you're surprised where it pops up again, you know, again, second time this year. But now he is out, and we'll see what happens to his team, because when he was out injured, they nearly fell apart and lost the whole season. So we'll see what happens. You know, if it's a short term, if you can get these negative tests, or if he's out, you know, 2 weeks and he's missing, what, 5-6 games, or, you know, 4-5 games, that could put them back in the doghouse.
Yeah, there's been absolutely no consistency to the Lakers season so far. It seems like, especially with LeBron, and he's, you know, he needs to be on the court for there to be consistency. And he started the season, had a nagging injury, out a few games. He comes back, goes out again for another couple games. Now he comes back, looks like he's playing great. Now he's going to be out who knows how long going into COVID protocol. So it's been kind of an up and down situation for LeBron and the Lakers this year. We'll see if they can take care of the Kings on the road tonight. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight as he is on vacation right here on Sports Grid Radio. Looking at all the NBA. Got college hoops. NHL. Even got a big MLS playoff game here in New England, Mafia, as NYCFC has scored in extra time, or shall I say in added time. They are in the 112th minute, and now NYCFC just gets a red card. This is a wild game, elimination game, between the Revolution and NYCFC. So I got my eyes on that too, Mafia. Even the soccer, you know, MLS playoffs, I get pulled in, Mafia. What can I do?
Oh, man, I don't have enough screens going. I got to get another box down here to see that. I got the two basketball games between the Warriors and Suns and Ohio State Duke. I might have to go find another way to watch that game now, too.
Yeah, it's getting into these guys. They are not happy with each other right now. Not happy whatsoever. You mentioned Duke and Ohio State.
Well, it's New York and Boston, of course.
Yes, no doubt. No doubt. As the top-ranked Revolution can be maybe sent home by NYC FC tonight, the fourth-ranked team. You did mention Duke and Ohio State. I thought that line today, I was saying to Dane on Coast to Coast, very, very fishy at 2.5. But Duke's out here, about 7 minutes left in the first half, 27-19 lead on the Buckeyes. Big Ten ACC challenge has not been much of a challenge so far. As Syracuse, the only ACC team to win, they got a double overtime win over Indiana tonight. All right, Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. Just getting going. We'll start to dive into all of tonight's games. Warriors and Suns about to tip. A lot to do. Get rolling on the grid right after this. And we are back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty here on a Tuesday night. I did tell you about this. This game, just it's getting crazier, Mafia. New England ties it in like the 115th, 116th minute. This is a wild MLS playoff game that we have cooking right now. Great goal, too. What a feed right in front. Boom. Puts it in the bottom left corner. 118th minute. Wow. Your boy Tajon Buchanan from the New England Revolution, Mafia, getting it done. And they're going crazy at Foxborough, Maf. Crazy.
Jeez, you know, I actually put that one on in the break because you're talking about how great a game it was and still somehow missed the goal because I'm on the perfect angle on this. I'm going to have to rewind this and go back and actually see this, even though it's on the big screen.
Now, because I believe this is a one game and that's it, if they obviously nobody scores by 120, they're going to go to kicks. So the drama will begin here. Man, NYCFC, they can never get it done. They're 2 minutes away from eliminating New England, and they're probably going to have to go to basically flipping a coin and penalty kicks now.
And just watch it. I mean, come on. Everyone's back in the box, and they still get this guy free somehow? What are you doing? Mark your man.
Awful job right there. They had two or three guys in the box close to him that should have been able to mark him and take care of business, and they could not do it. So we will keep our eyes if they go to kicks here in New England between the Revolution and NYCFC. The main event tonight, of course, the Suns and the Warriors in Phoenix, second half of the TNT doubleheader. 18-15 now, Mafia. Suns lead. Line's still basically where it was pregame. You got the Warriors getting 3.5 right now on the live. Kings are out to a 6-4 lead on the Lakers tonight. Minus 1.5 there for Sacramento. Blazers and Pistons just getting going as well. We mentioned already that the Nets beat the Knicks 112-110 in Brooklyn tonight as well. Okay, so ACC Big Ten Challenge. I watched a lot of the overtime, Mafia, between Syracuse and Indiana. That was a game. Double overtime, I should say. I watched all the overtime and the double overtime. That was something else. 112-110. Same score as the Knick Net game. Syracuse ends up giving Indiana their first loss of the season. Monster comeback in the second half from the Hoosiers to get it to overtime. Boy, Buddy Boeheim with 27. They got a bunch. Boeheim's got a bunch of his kids running around on that team now. Basically, the Carrier Dome was half empty as well, Mafia. But the Orange get it done in an ACC Big Ten Challenge game. They're the only ACC team that's got it done so far.
Yeah, good performance by them, which I hate to say because I hate Syracuse. Being, you know, old school Big East guys, I was there, you know, at Seton Hall, like right as they were dismantling that incredible conference. So I still remember, you know, UConn, Syracuse, you know, some of these battles, West Virginia. So I still have my disdain for them, given that they always have, you know, for the most part, an easy path in the non-conference, playing Niagara and Canisius and, you know, every these other teams up there. And everyone's like, oh, Syracuse is so amazing. And then, you know, they get smashed around by some of these teams in the SEC. But, you know, not even a great record right now, 4-3. So to come back here, you know, at home right now and take care of that business against Indiana, not often even in double overtime, you get a game that scores that high in college basketball, yeah. Especially, you know, the ACC, at least with these teams. You know, maybe if it's like Duke, North Carolina, you might get that. But a lot of ACC teams are not putting points up like this. So very surprising they made it up that high over to 222 combined scoring.
Yeah, no question. The other ACC Big Ten Challenge games tonight, Minnesota beat Pittsburgh 54-53. That was a snoozer. But the Gophers, who I believe are also undefeated now. Yeah, Gophers now 6-0. So good for them. And Purdue, who's ranked second in the country, amazingly, they're 7-0, 93-65. They whacked Florida State tonight. Everybody loves hyping Purdue up in November and December and January and February, month. But you know what happens in March with Purdue, right? They never get it done.
Let them hype them. Hype them all you want. That way we get better lines come turning time.
Yeah. I love that. There's one team I love.
Give me all the points that I can take against Purdue come March.
Oh, I love going against them in March. Only, I think, maybe once in the last 15, 20 years, if they actually gotten it done and made a nice deep run. So 93-65, they beat Florida State tonight. Northwestern visits Wake, 47-40. Wake Forest leads right now. Rutgers leads Clemson, 40-31. That game in the second half, and still getting to the end of the first half. Duke now with a 34-25 lead over Ohio State. I did think that line, as I was mentioning this last segment before we went to break, the 2.5 scared me off, Mafia. I just didn't want to go anywhere near the game because Duke has been so impressive. They just beat Gonzaga, who never loses to anybody. And they're going, I get they're on the road, but Ohio State's not a great team. I mean, they lost to Seton Hall, nothing against, and you listen, Seton Hall's a good team. They've got some good wins this year. Did they beat Seton Hall? That's right. Oh, so Ohio State.
They beat them on that late that game. Three in the last second, yeah.
That's right. The 79-76 game in the Fort Myers tip. Seton Hall beat Michigan, is what I'm thinking of, Mafia. That was the big win for Seton Hall early on this year. But Ohio State lost to Florida and lost to Xavier. That's the two teams that Ohio State has lost to so far. But they're not a big time team, I don't think. I don't think they're one of the 20, 25 best teams in the country. Only 2.5 against Duke tonight? I thought it was a little fishy, Moff. A little fishy.
I think that the 2.5 is you know, a small line, but I think that they're better than you give them credit for, Ohio State. You know, watching them play against Seton Hall, they're a pretty loaded team. You know, you have Lindell back in the middle who can do things, you know, inside out. You have there's a couple guys on that team that can shoot from the outside, a bunch of transfers that they brought in that have some good shooting touch. Some, you know, they're an older team, a veteran team. I'm surprised that they're not ranked in the top 25. Yeah, you know, after that Seton Hall win, I thought that they had have a shot at getting in there. I think they're, you know, if they're not top 25, at least probably top 30-35. I think this is a team that's going to be one of those that just builds and builds throughout the year, and by the time March comes around, they're going to be one of these veteran teams that will make a run. I don't think they're going to win it all, but I think they're going to be a decent bet in a lot of these games early in March.
And we've kind of hit that point with college basketball now, Mafia, where I'm like, all right, it's been kind of fun. We've got some of these preseason things, Big Ten ACC Challenge. But now it almost, once you get into like mid-December, you're like, all right, let's get into the meat of conference play. Like, we got to get through football, and then we'll get into the serious stuff. Because it gets a little old after a while. You want to get into the serious games, and that's when you get into conference play.
Yeah, I mean, in the past, that's all it was. You know, for me, it was like the big tournaments, the Maui Invitational, the NIT tip-off, things like that. You had the big teams matching up, and then you might have some games here or there. Now I think that, more than ever, you're getting some non-conference games that matter. You heard Mark Few talk about it. He's like, listen, we shouldn't just matter in, February, March, in April. We should batter the whole year, and I think you're going to get that more so when you have these teams match up, when you have the Big Ten ACC, when you have the Big Ten Big East. The more you match up, the Power 5 programs early on, the more you're going to get a measuring stick for what these teams actually are before we get to conference tournament, and the more people are going to tune in before that, because once you get to the conference play, that's when people actually take it seriously, because it's you're actually playing, the upper-level competition instead of beating up on the little teams, like they do in previous years. Now I think you're getting more of these matchups, November, early December, that you weren't getting until January, February, that can actually prove the mettle of a team early on.
There's not much else happening in college hoops tonight. I mean, there's a few top 25 teams in action. They're all playing tomato cans. Tennessee beat Presbyterian by 40. UConn beat Mid-Eastern, or Maryland Eastern. Who knows who they play?
Only single digits, though.
Only single digits, that's right. Only a 9-point win for UConn over Eastern. And Houston whacked Northwestern State. All right, Pharrell on the bench. The Tuesday night, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. We'll come back, as we always do on Tuesday. Got to get the Rick Harrow report, Mafia. Get Harrow in the mix. He has to finish his story from coast to coast telling me about Disney getting involved in sports betting. A lot to do. Rick Harrow next on the bench after this. And we're back. Pharrell on the bench on a Tuesday night. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. As always on Tuesdays, we continue our conversation with sports professor Rick Harrow, sports business and legal insider. Rick, hello again. How are you?
Well, we were talking about Disney, so what do you want to know? No, how are you? It's been a long 6 hours, man. I couldn't wait to get back with you.
Well, we'll pick it right up, Rick. I mean, this is all I thought about, throughout the last 6 hours, was Disney looking for online sports betting partners. So please, let's continue to 15.
Yeah, well, of course. I put in my call to Minnie and Mickey, and we're all good. It's kind of hard to imagine Disney World with all the kids running through it, and now we have slot machines and strip clubs. No, we don't do that.
Hey.
The earnings call, by the way, that Bob Chapek, the Disney CEO, had with analysts. He said, look, we've got to find other sources of revenue, and this would be it. They partnered with Caesars Entertainment in May 2019 to create a studio in Vegas. And last summer, they stated that they're looking into branding their own sports book. They were talking about a $3 billion license. It would be hard to imagine they get it, but if anybody in the world could get it, it would be Disney.
Well, I mean, it's easy. You're online for some of those rides for so long, Rick, when you're at Disney World. You're sitting there waiting to get on Space Mountain for 45 minutes. They'll put the signs up. Get on your phone. Bet on the Suns and the Warriors while you're waiting to get on Space Mountain.
Or a combination of those fast passes, which they do, and then you get a couple of free bets. How about that? That would be.
Hey, you know what? There we go. Now you're talking, Rick. Get me down to the mouse. We'll make things happen. Sports betting set to launch soon in New York. New York State Register releases the official rules and guidelines. We are getting closer and closer here in the Big Apple.
Yeah, that means more than anything anybody would know. It's like a technical requirement, but it doesn't happen unless you're really ready to go. They had three original license deals. That was what they were going to do. And the New York State Gambling Commission got some pressure. All of a sudden, the three turned into nine, which is fine because that means more revenue. And now, within the next two or three years, the sense is that Yankee Stadium and Barclays and Citi Field and MSG, you know, all the facilities that are in UBS, all of the facilities that are in the state of New York will also have the ability to have gambling connected. It's not legal yet, but they said last year when they passed the legislation they were going to look for other options. This would be another option.
I just hope their timeline of before the Super Bowl is still in the crosshairs.
Well, but right? That's what everybody wants because the Super Bowl, everybody last year was bizarre. They said that it was a terrible spring and not a really great August, July, and then everything picked up. Well, of course everything picks up because March Madness in March and the Super Bowl, the two biggest basically sports betting opportunities of all time. New York would be just stupid if they didn't take advantage of it.
And we've got more states joining the fray. North Dakota, latest state to get involved.
Do they have enough people to qualify as a state? I didn't know if they had six or seven. I think you need like 20.
Sure.
The Dakota Nation Gaming Enterprise cut a deal for the Dakota Magic Casino. Bet you didn't know where these casinos were. Hankinson, Sisseton, Watertown. I know this is a national show, and I hope there are some South Dakota, North Dakota listeners, because that's pretty darn good to talk about where they are. The per capita kind of gamblers per person in the state, it's going to be high because they are really avid. And I'm serious about this, about North Dakota State football. And then we had some people talk about hockey. You know how big the Frozen Four and all of the hockey stuff is there. So this is yet another state, but it is kind of ironic. You're talking about New York, Pennsylvania, Illinois, all those big revenue states, and along comes North Dakota.
FanDuel's expanding their Genius partnership to feature official NFL data content and fan engagement solutions.
Yeah, and here we go. It's another example of the fans and analytics. It comes in bunches. The Eagles started hiring a fan engagement partner. You know, then comes this deal with FanDuel that's going to use analytics, you know, not just for betting, but to make sure that the fans have feedback to give them some really cool experiences and kind of figure out what's wrong and what's right. And most NFL teams are starting to do that now, even more than before. Because remember, after the pandemic, yeah, there's no automatic guarantee people are going to be coming back. I don't know if anybody saw, but even with a struggling Redskin team, I guess you can't say Redskins anymore, but that team in Washington with a 90,000-seat stadium, they only had 58,000 people last night for that game.
Yeah.
And, nobody was really watching that, but, you know, Dan Snyder is and everybody else is. So you got to figure out how to make sure the fans enjoy the experience whether they win or not.
I think we can even cut that 58,000 in half, Rick. I don't think there was.
There were a lot of fans disguised as empty seats last night.
That was a tough scene for Monday Night Football for a team that's now actually in a playoff spot. It's very rare to see the Tampa Bay Rays actually spending money, but they did that with their young star, Wander Franco.
Well, and they did it because they wanted to make a commitment that they're interested in staying in Tampa. They've got this proposal that's not received a lot of press outside of Tampa, but it would be half the games in Montreal and half the games in Tampa. Major League Baseball hasn't said grace on it yet, but they're selling it around Tampa. And one of the things they've got to prove is they're willing to commit to signing players. Now, you know, the Rays are different because you don't have to have a big payroll. They're $40, $45 million payroll. They get it done. It's just an incredible organization to get the most out of their money. But Wander Franco gets an 11-year, $182 million contract, and if you add incentives and the club option exercise, it's a cool $223 million. Have you ever seen $223 million? You know, it looks like you stack it up, and it's pretty high. It's taller than you, which, doesn't say much, but it's high. Yeah.
I only need like an eighth of that stack, Rick. Like you, no, you need give, like you don't have you to give like 20... me the entire stack.
Well, if you stack it up for you, it's like $27 and like 50 cents is where that is.
Thank you so much. Let's get a couple of the tech top five in here. MLB and Adobe expand their fan experience partnership, including various new options.
Yeah, here we go again, and it's the fan experience stuff, and you know, the experience cloud, creative cloud, Adobe Sign. It's all the brand names, but the bottom line is they're going to make sure that fans can create or have access to new apps that'll let them navigate stadiums, view the concession menus, hold their tickets, figure out how to get from point A to point B. Unfortunately, with the lockout, we ain't getting from any point A to any point B. It's sneaking up on us, by the way. It is the quietest lockout we've seen. I guess it's also because the season is over, but we'll see what happens this week.
I'm going off script here, Rick, because I just saw something on my TV and I want to bring it up with you. So I'm watching this MLS playoff game here between NYCFC and the New England Revolution that just ended in a shootout. New York City won, by the way. I saw all these stories the last couple days about how they put that playoff game on Fox Thanksgiving Day after the Lion-Bear game and how it was like the most watched MLS playoff game ever. Is that something we could expect in the future here? Are they going to try to do that more now, a little Thanksgiving MLS playoff game after the 12:30 noon game?
I think so, because Fox is gambling with some experimental programming to cut across their full day. Now, look, people are watching television in record numbers, because remember what we said earlier this afternoon, that across from that soccer game, you had 38.5 million people watching the Raiders and the Cowboys, which was the most regular season watch game since 1890. That's probably the most watched game since 1892. But the bottom line is there were more and more people stuffing themselves by 4 o'clock. I don't know what it was like in your household, but I'm into the second bottle of wine and the 13th helping of turkey, so yeah. I'm willing to watch anything, even soccer.
It actually would work out better for Fox the years that they have the Cowboy game at 4:30, because then they could put the MLS playoff game, maybe an East Coast team, on before it at 1 or 2 o'clock Eastern up against the Lion game, because nobody likes watching the Lions.
Well, the one good thing we understand, NFL comes, NFL goes, teams move back and forth in their respective standings, but the one thing we can count on is the Lions continue to irrevocably suck.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. Rick, I have 30 seconds left. Are you surprised that Manny Diaz is still the coach in Miami?
Well, you know, Farrell would get into a long rant now, so let's honor him by not even suggesting that. I think he won his hearts and minds with the game last week. He still does recruit well. He's got Ed Reed there. They need a new AD. And I think the rumor is Alonzo Highsmith or some other former University of Miami guy. I'm a little surprised, but I'm not as unhappy as I was when they were 2-4 and I was ready to take a long walk off a short pier.
Rick, great job as always. You'll get Scott back next week. He'll be here on Tuesday TV and radio.
Congratulations to us.
Have a good week, Rick. Farrell on the bench. We keep rolling after this. And we are back. Farrell on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia in for Scotty here tonight on Sports Grid Radio. Thanks to Rick Haro. We continued our 15 to watch. Always great having Rick Mafia on a Tuesday night to get all the skinny and get his Manny Diaz takes as well. We always need those.
Yeah, always got to get some kind of Miami talk in there with him. Even when Scott's not here, you got to continue the tradition as it will be. But it's amazing, you know, hearing some of those stories. It's great to hear how much betting is expanding to the point that, you know, the mouse is getting involved. You know, like, you can't even, if you said gambling, 2-3 years ago on the four letter network, like you'd be exiled for the rest of your life. Now all of a sudden they want to be partners with it. It's just so funny how quickly the tide has turned with that and has gone from, you know, don't even think of it, let alone mention it, because it's so taboo, to everybody trying to make a buck off it and, you know, hugging it like it's their best friend.
It really is. And I wasn't kidding around with him, Avi. Like, the day's going to come. Like, especially if Disney gets involved in it at that heavy of a deal, like, you're going to be sitting online at Disney parks and they'll be, maybe he's even right. Like, if you're buying a fast pass, you're going to get a free $5 bet or something like that. Like, it's like, I could absolutely see the day coming. Yeah, there's no shame anymore anywhere. They don't care. Money.
Of course. I mean, yeah, if there's money to be made, they're getting involved. You know, it doesn't matter, all those big companies, you know, just like you saw with the streaming services where Netflix was doing it all by themselves and no one was involved. Now, all of a sudden, you know, all the big boys, you get, you know, Apple, Disney, Amazon, they all have their own services. And all these, you know, traditional channels are making their own ones now and taking shows off, even shows that you've watched for seasons, you know, for 4 or 5 seasons, and putting them just on streaming so that they make you go there. It's just, if they're, you know, whatever the trend is for making a buck, these companies are going to get involved with it.
No question about it. And we talked about New York with him. I mean, Moff, it's just enough already. Like, let's go. I mean, you've been over in Jersey. You've been in good shape for a while now. I mean, it's like every week I'm just like, let's go already here. I mean, Super Bowl, like, just flip the machines on. I know you guys have it ready. Enough here. Just make it happen. I can't believe we're still waiting for this, Moff.
It is an absolute joke. It's a travesty. It's a mockery, a sham. You know, all those adjectives that Scott will throw out about something like this, because I just don't get it. Like, it's one thing if no one else has done it, but that's not the case. You are so far behind everyone else. Once again, New York, just like with legalizing MMA, we're like, oh, well, we're not going to do that. You know, everyone's making tons of money off of it. State after state after state, falling like dominoes, and New York's going to stand pat and be the tough guy. Like, they act like they're so progressive, yet are so slow to make changes and legalize things that everyone else is getting involved in making money off. The same thing, you know, now marijuana's, you know, legal there, and they're working on that framework just like Jersey did, you know, is doing. But they always seem to, you know, have to follow the leader, and not even the leader. They have to follow, you know, the 10th, 12th, 15th in line. And for some reason with New York, I don't get why they're always dragging their feet on things like this, especially when you know how much illegal gambling has been going on in New York forever. You know, while you had Vegas be the bastion of legal gambling, everyone knew there were millions to billions of dollars being spent in New York illegally on gambling for the last 100 years. And now to make it legal and make your cut, and you wait so long for it, that Jersey and Connecticut and these other surrounding states are making millions off of you because you're not getting it done, and your people are just jumping over the border to place their bets and getting back in so they get, you know, they fool the geotaggers. I don't care what the dragging the feet is. You have the framework from everybody else. You have the apps out there and the technology from everybody else. What's your problem? What you waiting on?
No, it's serious, and hopefully by the Super Bowl we'll be able to sit in Versa doing the show and just be able to throw FanDuel up right there. Bang. Done. Here we go. Right there while we're doing the show in Versa, Buffy. The day is getting closer, that's for sure, as more and more states. I even saw Wisconsin today. I think our boy Bill Michaels tweeting about that, how Wisconsin even turned the light on today. Now, not mobile yet. You have to actually go to the casino there in Wisconsin, but even they've turned the light on now. Here for sports betting. All right, let's take a look at what's going on now, Moff. I saw that the Warriors had moved ahead now, 48-39 on the Suns, about halfway through the second quarter, live. Warriors -3.5, 230.5 the total. The Kings are putting the whooping on the Lakers right now, 34-22, still a lot of time to go there. And the Blazers out in front of the Pistons, 27-23. So 48-41, Warriors on the Suns. I know that you're watching this one a little bit closer than I am, Avi. I don't have it on any of my screens yet. I have to get the Warriors and the Suns up here since it is now our main event game. But what have you seen so far out there in the Valley of the Sun?
You know, surprisingly, the Warriors actually had a good run here with Curry on the bench. Poole has been doing some work for them in this game, doing a great job. Jordan Poole, the shooting guard, with 16 points as a leader on the scoreboard for the Warriors, doing his thing, 6 of 7, 4 of 5 from behind the arc. He's really pushed them into this lead right now and, you know, gotten them up on the Suns on the road. A great performance by him, a great first quarter by both teams. And then on the other side, it's, you know, the usual. Ayton's got 9, Booker's got 8, 6 from Crowder. So the usual, everyone contributing a little bit on the other side. But for the Warriors, they're being led by one guy, and so far it's not Steph Curry.
It is not Steph Curry. They're doing a tremendous job so far, 48-42. But this is the kind of game where I think Dane said it right today. Like, you could play this. There's going to be some swings in this game, and you might be able to get a couple of swings, Mafia, where you could maybe grab both teams getting between 4 and 6 points. Like, if you just play the rushes the right way. Because before we were talking to Rick, I mean, the Warriors were getting 5.5 on the live line. Now they're -2.5, and we might be able to swing the Suns back up into that area. So a game between two evenly matched teams like this in the NBA, it's more of a live betting situation for me than the pregame. I think I'd rather play the rushes, play the runs, because it's just the swings are so crazy in these live NBA games that you could catch some really crazy numbers.
Yeah, especially from two teams like this where, you know, they have such great three-point shooting between Booker and Curry and some of these other guys on either side that could put it up there, that it leaves you open to, you know, even bigger runs. It's not one of these teams that has to necessarily run the half-court offense and work it inside and find the open jumper and maybe get, you know, an elbow jumper or a layup, and that's their main thing. And then on, you know, once in a blue moon, they'll hit a three, kind of like the Sixers. Both these teams are high-volume, high-percentage three-point shooting teams, so it's a lot easier to facilitate a run when you're down, and we'll see how that, you know, it goes back and forth. And, you know, that's something that would have been very useful, I'm sure, in that Nets-Knicks game. If you didn't like that, you know, 7.5 pregame, when the Knicks made that run in the third quarter to get things tied up again going, you know, into the fourth quarter, you probably could have jumped on the Nets at a much better price and got it. I wasn't looking at the time, so I can't say for sure. But, you know, there are certain teams, these hot teams, these high-value teams that, you know, these high-ranking teams that have big spreads, it's always better to play in-game. I used to love doing that with the Lakers, you know, 2 years ago when they were on their way to a title, because they always started slow. You know, you always had LeBron not really care about the first quarter or even the first half sometimes. So then all of a sudden he took over the third and they'd run through it. But you can get, instead of an 11-point spread, a 4-point spread. So in-game betting is huge for basketball, especially when you get teams that are really good and that get, you know, the line heavily in their favor because of that. You could get much better odds as it goes on. And, you know, a game like this too, you're looking for the big players. Now, it's not a great number right now because it's still both big names, so the book's kind of still swaying in their favor. And if it goes on a little longer with them not lighting it up, then maybe you get some better odds on the player points. But Booker and Curry, both 26.5 right now. You know, Curry's at 8, Booker at 10. Both these guys can turn it on, you know, in a second's notice and put up the next 12 points for their team. So that might be something to get involved with if this drops down to, say, you know, a 22 to 23 points.
Yeah, we'll keep our eyes on all the NBA action. Go do some baseball now, Mafia. I want to get to that story that we talked about on Coast to Coast about the baseballs. But first, I think Craig was right about one thing when we had Mish on today. It's gotten quiet now. Like, there was like a good 36 hours there where just guys were signing left and right. And now as we've hit here Tuesday night, suddenly things have gone quiet, unless you count Rugi Odor signing with the Orioles, Mafia. Well, aside from Rugi Odor tonight, it's been very quiet on the baseball front after a crazy 36 hours.
Yeah, you know, I think it was a lot of just reactionary signings, you know, people just trying to grab everybody that they could before we possibly have, you know, a lockout, shutdown, whatever term you want to use for it, you know, as these two teams, these two sides negotiate with everything that's coming up, you know, at the end of this CBA. You know, whether or not they get to the regular season on time, like Craig thinks, is going to be up for debate. They just hate each other's guts so much right now. I don't see that really being you know, the high value play here. I think we're going to lose something, you know, whether it's some of spring training or the start of the season. I think there's going to just too much bad blood between these sides right now over years and years of messed up deals or no deals in the offseason with free agency. You know, owners intentionally knocking down the salary cap and the luxury tax by not spending. Now all of a sudden everybody's spending before this possible CBA lockout. So it's been very, you know, head spinning. And I think that there was a lot of teams just going left and right. Like once the first domino fell, someone's going to pay someone big before we get the CBA lockout going on. Then everyone's like, oh well, I got to get mine before there's no one left, you know. But we can't wait because everyone's going to panic, buy, you know, stock market kind of thing going on here, you know, trading spaces. You see trading places, you see everybody freaking out with the buy, then the sell, you know. So I think that was a lot of reaction and people freaking out, thinking that if they didn't get in on it, they were going to be, you know, left in the dust and have nothing when things open back up after whatever, you know, labor dispute we get. And then now as we've gotten closer to it, people are kind of letting the dust settle and be like, all right, wait, what's out there now? Let's like take an actual look at the prices that were put up for these players, at the players that are left, and actually assess what their real value should be, because I think a lot of guys got overpaid in the panic and quick decisions that we had made over the last week or so.
Apparently the players and the owners did meet this morning, and it lasted about a half an hour. Half an hour.
I'm sure that was very productive. Half hour.
Yeah, half hour. I'm sure they got a lot done in a half an hour today. What does it say here? People with knowledge of talk say best not to read into the duration. Sure. Let's not read into the duration. They only talk to each other for a half an hour. There's nothing to read into there. I'm sure. Not a big deal, Mavia. I did see they wanted, again, with the playoff expansion. I got no problem with that. Have as many playoff teams as you want. Let everybody in, Mafia. Be like the NBA and the NHL. Let them all in. Bye. Bring them in.
Even then, I just think it's too much. I think it's ridiculous. I mean, we're going to see that in the NFL. In the first year, we're seeing this playoff expansion. What are we going to see? We're going to see some crappy teams in that 6 and 7 spot that don't even deserve to be in the playoffs. How many years were we complaining about, well, you can't just give every division winner, you know, the top 4 seeds because you get sometimes a 7 and 9 Seattle or, you know, the NFC East teams the last couple of years getting in there that don't really deserve it. Yeah, we expanded, and I think that's going to be the same thing if you expand baseball playoffs again. Everyone thinks it's great because we get more playoff games. That's when baseball really matters to most people, but you're going to get a lot of crappy teams giving you a lot of crappy playoff games, and people are going to turn them off.
Man, that team is going to be real bad in the 7 hole in the NFC. That's going to be really, really ugly. Washington's in there right now at 5 and 6. There's going to be some ugly teams. You'll get that in baseball, too, when they expand it big time. All right, Fro on the bench. Tuesday night, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. We keep rolling on the grid right after this. And we are back. Fro on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty here tonight as he's on vacation this week. Sports Grid Radio as we are rolling. Suns and the Warriors going on right now. Tied at 53. Great game so far as we're getting close to the end of the first half. Back to the pregame line, -3.5 there. Blazers now up 9 on the Pistons. Kings have a 7-point lead over the Lakers. No LeBron tonight, as we know. He's in the COVID protocol now, so we will see how long LeBron will be out for the Lake Show. Other thing in baseball I saw tonight, everybody had to get the contracts tenured, Mafia, by 8 o'clock Eastern. And this is typical Yankees. They're bringing back the same sorry squad that they had last year. The great Gary Sanchez tenured contract by the Yankees, so he's going to be their catcher next year, along with Higashioka. This is Yankees sitting on their hands, just bringing the same guys back, Mafia. I'm super excited. It must be nice to be a Met fan.
Well, wouldn't you bring the same GM and manager and players back? You just won back-to-back-to-back championships. Oh, yeah. Wait. No, they haven't done anything under these guys. And you're going to bring back a catcher who can't catch and has had struggles hitting the last couple of years when that was supposed to be a strong suit. And a first baseman who gets injured whenever the wind blows. Yeah, good idea.
Just a stunning development. Gary Sanchez back in the mix with the Yankees, who have signed nobody so far. They've done nothing. I thought that they'd be in on Seager. I thought they'd be in on some of these shortstops. I mean, Correa's still out there. Trevor Story? That doesn't excite me very much. It really doesn't. All right, Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty, Sports Grid Radio. Come back, hour number two on the grid. We keep going after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.